The leaders of Thailand and Malaysia are talking about building a wall along their shared border. The main reasons include fighting terrorism and smuggling. Southern Thailand has suffered three deadly bombings in the past month, and authorities say they have linked the violence to Muslim separatists, some of whom may have fled to Malaysia. This is not a new issue. For more than a decade, Thai officials have complained that insurgents have attacked targets in Thailand and then escaped across the border to Malaysia. As with many parts of the world, the border between these two countries has been redrawn at different points. The local geography and history can get complicated. Using today's borders, the landmass that includes peninsular Malaysia stretches north from Singapore at its southern tip through Malaysia and then Thailand, nearly reaching Bangkok. Over time, various parts of that landmass have been comprised of different kingdoms and sultanates. For example, a little more than 100 years ago, the three southern provinces of contemporary Thailand were part of a Malay Muslim sultanate. The current border between the two countries measures about 400 miles, roughly one-fifth the length of the U.S.-Mexican border. No word yet on who would pay for the wall, although analysts expect Thailand might pick up most of the tab. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.